69, 215, 110. I'm going down Highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down Highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down Highway 110 listening to a podcast in my big old pickup truck.
Hey, it's Steifer, and welcome to another episode of the 110 Podcast, a podcast where I talk about one song in 10 minutes. This week, I'm playing God's a Skee-Ball Fanatic by Sorta Kind of. I've been sitting on this album for months. Like, I want to say since, like, the 60s, my episodes in the 60s. Yeah, it's been a while. So long that I don't know how I came across this band. I thought they were playing with one of the bands that I featured before, but they might have come across like on Spotify. But usually Spotify doesn't suggest bands in California. They're usually like not in California, and sometimes they're not even in the freaking United States. But I love this album. It made me sad. I just really honed in on the lyrics and I was like, who hurt you? Please give me the cheese man. Like, what is going on here? But it didn't, like, it wasn't very depressing. Like, I'll get into like what I felt it was. It wasn't depressing sad. It was rock out in your car. Like, but I noticed the sad lyrics sad. You know what I mean? And to be honest, some of the songs had this deep, almost Morrissey-like vocals on them. I'm not a fan of Morrissey, so I was like, on those songs. The rest I really dug. Yeah. And like I said, I was really tuning into those lyrics. Also, the title of this track, it's the opening track. And you guys know I love an interesting title. I think that's what I just had to finally like settle it on. I was like, I'm not a religious person, but I love skee-ball. That's the game that I would waste all my tokens on when I would go to Chuck E. Cheese as a little kid. So yeah, I went with God's a Skee-Ball Fanatic. So we're going to play a clip of that, followed by a clip from the band. Yay! I got a clip. So excited to hear that.
What's up? It's Isaac from Sorta Kinda. I wrote God's a Skee-Ball Fanatic in the winter of 2022. The song is basically just about feeling stuck or stagnant and just wanting to be free, to get out of your current situation. But kind of wrote it in a way you would bump the song, you know, driving down the road with the windows down and your hair blowing in the wind. I kind of had that in mind. The title of the song is from a line in Kevin Smith's Dogma, where Chris Rock's character Rufus literally just says, "God's a skee-ball fanatic." I've always grown up liking that line, and one day I just decided to write a song about it. The first verse is a sort of dramatization of what I think the character kind of goes through before he ends up on a Jersey boardwalk playing skee-ball and ends up getting jumped by a group of like hockey skate punks and subsequently becomes comatose. It's honestly a pretty sick movie. If you haven't watched it, I definitely recommend seeing it. But yeah, that's basically God's a Skee-Ball Fanatic. I don't have anything to plug. I am playing some shows in June. July 5, I will be at Genghis Cohen. So please pull up to that. There's some really dope LA bands on that bill. You can follow me at sortakinda666 on Instagram. And thank you so much, Deefer, for playing us on your pod. Everyone, please listen to 110 Pod. Thanks so much.
So that is definitely a driving song. I also completely forgot about that line, but I do remember the scene. And I think I've said this before, like in Grace Mathis's episode, I love songs influenced by movies or TV shows. I don't know. I just think it's this whole different like layer that you can, like, it's easy to relate to if you've seen that show. I don't know. It's kind of a nerdy, geeky thing, but whatever. I dig it. So I hope you check out this album. So this song is off of the latest album from 2023, Do-Gooder. There's another album out from 2018. You can also check that out. The current album, it's not too long. It's a driving song. 9 songs, just over 30 minutes. It will get you somewhere if you're driving. Definitely a driving album. It has very 80s tones for me, like 80s and indies with a little bit of punk rock in there. I definitely dug it. And if you are in LA, you should definitely check out that Genghis Cohen show on June 5th. I've been there once. Rod and I have been there once. The food looked amazing. We didn't stay that long. We stood for like one band and then we came home. It was a Monday night. I think I've talked about it before. You will definitely be up close and personal, like in the room. If it's like what I remember, the bands are in a separate room. But you can still take your food over there, okay? And yeah, it's a cool spot in Hollywood. So if you're in LA, go check that out. God's a Skee-Ball Fanatic will be added to the Expand Your Playlist /110 podcast playlist, where you can find all the songs that I've ever featured on this podcast. Follow Sort of Kinda on Instagram, sort of kinda. I know I'm saying of, I'm overpronouncing. It's just an A. It's Sort of Kinda 666. Follow me at Deefer Music, DEEFUR Music. And do me a favor, rate this podcast on whatever you're listening to it on. 2 more till the big 100. And I'm also playing the Angry Mike as a feature. So I get a 25 minute set at 7:30 at the Angry Horse for the Angry Mike on Monday, this Monday, Memorial Day, May 27th. If you guys are in the Montebello area, get yourself a beer mosa and support a local brewery and support a local artist at an open mic. Say hi to your dad for me. Thanks for listening. I hope you listen next time. Bye.